The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 80. Because I was so focused on preening and strutting before the object of my affection, I was only dimly aware of what was happening around me. My little group, Alvy, Roger, and Hobie, was in the midst of hatching an escape plan. They had noticed that we were fairly effectively out of the sight of the bulk of our captors. That is, everyone except the cute girl with the mustache, who had been tasked with watching us. Although the women were congregated in the alleyway just outside the crumpled building in which we were being held, they could not see us. Our group felt that this was presenting us with an opportunity which might soon evaporate. And, if we were to get away from these armed ladies, we should act very soon, whilst there was only one armed guard to prevent us. There was really no arguing with this plan. I could not say that I was beginning to consider one of our kidnappers as the possible future Mrs. Maynard. That seemed a tad crazy even to me, smitten as I was. After all, what did I know about the girl, except that she had a propensity for drag and wielding firearms? Hardly a basis for a stable long-term relationship. I therefore bowed to the will of the group and acquiesced to their plan. The decision was made to flee for the unguarded door the moment the rather stunning young girl's attention wavered from guarding our little cadre. I suspected that we would not have long to wait, as, although I could not hear well enough to get the gist of it, the discussion in the alley seemed to be getting quite heated, and the delightful young girl kept looking out, with some concern on her pretty face. I was right. As I was gazing fondly at her and imagining what she might look like without the mustache, I suddenly heard Alvy shout, "Now!" And he, Roger, and Hobie bolted for the doorway. I had no choice but to follow as quickly as possible. A small girlish cry of, "Stop or I'll shoot," rang in my ears, but it sounded more like a question than a command, and so not a one of us did. But it was not a question, or an empty threat. The report of the 45 was very loud, bouncing on all the hard surfaces of that stone space. It hurt my ears, but the deafening sound was, it turned out, the least of my worries.